Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl, Cindy, right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. Got a real inspirational story for y'all tonight, so definitely stay tuned for that. But before I do that, I got to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. And it inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible individuals on the show that has been successful in their craft. Remember, guys, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking in the best possible situation. Remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out because this is your life, your dream, your reality. And I'm still looking for my independent artists to send me your MP3 submissions, opentalk2yahoo.com. And I appreciate the one who has actually been sending them to me, but you check my website out. I am doing a shout-out to all my girl, female girl rappers. We're going to have a rap battle coming up in a couple of Fridays, so definitely stay tuned for that. So hit me up at opentalk2yahoo.com if you want to be a part of that. So my girls, if you want to play in the yard with the big boys, you got to hit me up. So let me know you're serious about playing with the big boys on the rapping part. So last week on the show, had a couple of people on the show, y'all. My line is gone right now. I am so sorry. But today on the show, I got my boy Deathbed Sauce. He definitely gonna be up in here with me today. Again, his story is so inspirational. It's almost like a homeless to Harvard type deal. So you know, he got a lot of videos on the website, a lot of songs. He got him some shirts he just created. But before I get to that, want to do a quick announcement with the Houston ladies. The Houston Power football team, the tryouts is going to be this October the 11th at Memorial Park at 9:30. So, ladies, if you think you got it, you think y'all can play on the field with the big girls, y'all got what it takes, hey, come to the tryouts. Again, it's going to be at 9:30. The ladies are going to be giving some maybe taking some photographs and doing some autographs. I may be out there as well. And then another tryout is going to be October the 18th at 9:30. Again, it's Memorial Park. But go to the website, www.HoustonPowerWomenFootball, for updates or any changes in case the weather is bad or whatever. But you know what? We play in the rain regardless. And you may see 93. I know I talked some little smack last year saying I was coming out of retirement, but hey, I might be coming out this time, so you're going to stay tuned with that. But before I get to that, y'all know what time it is. We got to give you a little dirt, little gossip, little reality. What's up, MJ?
What's going on?
You hear me talking about coming out of retirement? I'm acting like Michael Jordan, huh?
Yeah, I heard it.
I say that every time, though.
Yeah, I'm not listening to that no more.
I'm going to show you, though. I'm going to fool you. When did I play last?
Yeah, we'll see on the field.
I played what? Let me see, year before last or last year? When I had that 2 years ago. That wasn't no 2 years ago. When I had the fight.
It was the first year I was a part of it. Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
No, this last year when we played.
Oh, you didn't
right
play last year. You didn't play year before last. You played the first year. This would be my fourth year into it.
Huh. It ain't been no 3 years. Don't make me seem like I'm old and see now. When I had the fight on the field this last game.
No, that was in 2011.
No, it was in 2011.
It was.
Let me
pull up some pictures. Before I had Lil Mama.
Sure was. You are absolutely right.
I know.
You sure, you were pregnant.
My fourth year
okay.
coming up.
Okay, you know what? I got Alzheimer's. All right, okay. I'm going to let you have it. Okay. Anyway, girl, did you enjoy the season finale of our Atlanta Exes?
I did not watch it. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Didn't
suit you.
I fell off
actually,
on it.
It was okay. It was actually okay. What was her name? Cherie? Oh, I'm thinking her name. Is it Sheree? Cherie?
No,
the football player's
Sheree
wife.
The Sheree.
The
she's
football
Sheree,
player's
though.
Wife. Her.
Yeah, she's Sheree.
Okay.
She's
she
Sheree.
Had a party. She had a party.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday. And with her daughter, of course. And the girls all came. And, of course, Tamika didn't stay. She had an emergency, so she left.
Mm.
And they did have the little run, the 5K run for Kylie.
Okay.
And that was a positive note. They, you know, a lot of people showed up, and she was really emotional. Because I think it was actually on his birthday.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so they did that. And what
sad
did they do?
Anyway, how he died.
Oh, yeah, they did. She actually, at the end, she went to court, and the guy,
mm-hmm.
I want to say he didn't get a lot of time. But she was saying,
he didn't.
You know,
oh man,
he didn't, and so she said
I thought
she was trying to. They charged him with what?
Mm-hmm. I thought they charged him with homicide. I think it's homicide. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was something small, but yeah, but she was cool, you know. But basically, you know, I'm just kind of contemplating if they're gonna get another season of that.
I wonder that too. I guess we'll see. If I guess the Hollywood exes get one, I guess they can get one too.
Yeah, but you know the Hollywood exes had a little more zing in it, so.
Okay.
I don't know, but I promise you, out of all the Hollywood exes, I mean, out the Atlanta exes, of course I love Tori. I love her firecracker ways, but my doll baby is Christina.
Yeah,
she is the peacemaker.
Lord.
She is so humble. I loved her. She is so cool. I like her.
Not about that drama.
Yeah, she ain't. She ain't about it. She ain't gonna get in that. So that's what I like about her. She's just, and she's probably the youngest of the group.
I think she is.
But I don't know. So did you watch Love and Hip Hop of Hollywood?
Watch that train wreck.
Oh, shut up. My cute
yes.
couple. Omarion and April, they had dinner with
Omarion's mama. I mean, she just okay. We know you the mama. We know that. But I'm like, dang, seriously, are you the girlfriend, wife too? I mean, good Lord,
girl.
I mean, I'm a mama too, but she's just a little too emotional behind it. I don't
yeah,
know.
She just feel like these girls
what,
taking her money.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
She feel like that girl taking her money. That's all.
Well, it's not her money, but okay, if you
well,
say so.
Technically, it is. You know, when your son mm-hmm. is just like yours. You know, you know.
Oh,
you know.
That's his money.
Well,
her money is her money, nobody. Mm-mm.
What else would happen on there? Oh, they show. Oh, I know one thing on the news this morning. And I saw Molly Mall got actually arrested for kind of like prostituting, trafficking or something, human trafficking.
He's in Las Vegas.
Yeah. So, you know, when I saw them exotic animals, I was like, oh, okay, well, anything goes down here, so.
Yeah,
in
Las Vegas, so I'm not surprised.
I don't know.
And you are who, dude?
Girl, don't know him, but hey, that's all right.
Girl
that's
need
all
help.
Right.
Tierra Marie, she needs help. That girl, she is just too emotional. She got
which
anger
one is Marie?
Issues.
Oh,
Tierra
yeah,
Marie,
is.
The one that Ray J.
Yeah. And then that friend, you see that friend moved out on
him. Friend was like, I can't take this.
Mm-hmm. She got the heck up out of there.
You know, I kind of what Tierra Marie was saying about Young Bird, because Young Bird was pretty much dragging this girl along, and you really don't have a relationship. Y'all not girlfriend and boyfriend. But I think the way she said it was just, I think that's what got Hazel mad. But,
well, yeah.
I mean, she was
okay,
telling the truth. That Youngberg ain't thinking about you.
Well, the thing about it is, like she said, If you're going to be in my corner, then you be in my corner. Don't bash me. It's bad enough if Young Bird bashing her, but then you got your girl bashing you, throwing
shade.
That's what
she said, exactly. That's what I'm saying. She was,
you know,
wrong to what she said.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So I don't know.
Delivery.
I don't know. Did you hear that my Superman, Michael Phelps, got arrested today for DWI?
Yeah, DUI.
But again, he's human. A couple years ago he was smoking?
It was weed, yeah. But now
he was smoking. So, you know,
he's human.
He's human. He's human, so I don't know.
Human after all, whoops.
I want to see if this rumor is true about Candy Barrels being pregnant.
I know she was trying to get pregnant before the end of the year. So.
She's pregnant.
You never know. Yeah. Everybody else seems to be pregnant. So,
girl, well, we not pregnant.
Yeah,
I say we not pregnant.
We ain't, no.
Well, all right,
I ain't got Candy Bird's money neither.
Girl, I know, huh? We need to get tired of those tales. Well, all righty, my MJ. Thank you for rolling with me today.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. That was my girl, MJ. You know, we got to have a little dirt, little gossip, little reality. And I forgot to say what's up to my XRQK Los Angeles, my AV News Talk, my Airtime America, my Radio Invasion.fm, my NowHipHop.com family. Y'all, you know, I am so sorry for not sending those shout-outs to y'all. You know, I'm sorry. I just forgot. Got a lot going on today. Yeah, I got a lot of news going on, and I just don't know how to give it to y'all. I just want to burst. There's so much positive things going on for Open Talk 2 and the Houston Power Women football team. Y'all got to stay tuned. I can't give y'all no hints, but, you know, that's going to make y'all keep coming for more. So definitely stay tuned for that. Going to drop a song, y'all, from Young Mo. Then I might backdoor with a blast from the past. Then, hey, I'm going to have my boy Mr. Daniel Cable, a.k.a. Deathbed Sauce. He's definitely going to be up here with me. Again, his story is very inspirational. So pay attention, y'all, to his story, because he was homeless, and he has several songs that he has actually written and produced. He has When All That Is Left. He has Still Dirty, Shadows Another, Are You Still There? He has Jenny, Choke, You Make Me Living. Hey, I got a lot of his jams. I'm going to play at least one tonight. So stay tuned. Don't move. You're hanging with your girl, Cindy, right here at Open Talk 2.
Man, they hating on me, cause when I come through the hood, I look good, homie. And no matter where I go, I keep that thing on me. In the club, sitting sideways in the days, my time is glistening when the light is not a game. Just want the money, I could care less about the fame. But when they see me in the streets, man, they know my name. Young Mo, motherfucker, yeah, I make it rain. From the block to the box, man, ain't nothing changed. And if you talk a lot of shit, get your face arranged. And I don't care about Obama, I just care about a dollar. If you hear me, nigga, holler. No man can bring peace on this earth for God the Father. But they don't want to hear the truth, so why bother? Against all lies, it's just me against the world. If the world is the oyster, then I am the pearl. You look and you see, then you search and you find that everybody that was hating is falling behind. They may have got me before, but not this time. They hating on me, they don't like me, I'm public.
hip-hop Atlanta. The artist, and I'm hanging out with my girl, Lizzy, on NowHipHop.com.
All right. Glad from the bed.
Artist that's revisiting me today. Gonna just see what he's been up to, what new songs he has written. Welcome to the show, Mr. Daniel Cable, a.k.a. Dead Bed Sauce. What's up, Dead Bed Sauce? What's going on?
How are you? I'm good, Cindy.
I'm doing good. I missed you. What you been up to?
A little bit of everything. Yeah, I mean, a lot has changed in the past year, so things are looking more hopeful than they were last year, so I'm grateful for that.
Well, tell us, give us a little update on all the situation from last year.
Well, I mean, just last year, spending 11 months homeless, and this year, getting in an apartment, and aside from music, going back to work, and
all right.
I have a couple jobs now.
Okay.
And, just keeping myself busy and with my children. A lot of great things have happened there. But so many blessings that have been going on. I stated before, I mean, I don't regret the time that I did spend in the shelter last year. It was a very humbling experience for me. But I'm grateful to be back out into the real world.
Right. And I guess the main thing, too, is I love that you are still continuing to do your music. You are still doing your music. I see you have a lot of songs here. I want to know the inspiration behind Choke.
The inspiration.
I want to know, how did you come up with those lyrics? Or how did you come up with that song, the title? You got to tell me.
Well, that is my, my wife and I parted ways in February. It was reaching a time where I went through too many horrific things together,
mm-hmm.
and that led to certain decisions that were made during our relationship, led to me being homeless, and I just couldn't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It was an unhealthy relationship, and with the song Choke, is a summary of, summarizes our relationship.
Okay.
It's an angry love song. It's an angry love song. It truly is. I try not to play too much of the angry love songs these days. I have diversified myself as far as the subject matter that I work with. But that song, I was just sitting in my bedroom like I always do and playing the guitar, and I thought, this is something that needs to be written. I guess it's closure for me.
Okay.
There's no animosity towards my ex. At this time, I mean, when we parted ways, there was anger in me that, I looked back at the time we had spent together and what we had gone through. And then I said, well, I can't, being the person that I am, I cannot have that anger towards another individual, no matter what occurred. So I thought, let's write about it.
Right.
Let's put it on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to music and just let it go.
So, most of your songs, you get all your inspiration from personal experiences, mostly.
Oh, all of it's what I've lived or am living.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's all brutal. It's brutal honesty, entwined with abstract lyricism. But no, I don't hold anything back. Everything that I write is real. There's nothing made up in those songs.
I know one thing. I'm still waiting on that video with you and Mo Rock.
The documentary?
No, not the documentary, the video. Weren't y'all supposed to do a video, or y'all doing a documentary together?
We're doing a documentary.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, it's just, with anything, it's money right now.
Right, and then also it takes time, I'm sure, to get it out there, so.
Yeah, so we are slowly getting projects done. I mean, I have merchandise now. I have T-shirts, official Best Red Dust T-shirts. So that was a step. And I had done my third professional photo shoot in August.
All right. You're doing big things.
Excuse me?
You're doing big things now.
Yeah. So we got those two checked off the list.
Okay.
Yeah, I had actually Neil Rosenblatt, he's a web designer and photographer from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and he came up and did about a 3-hour photo shoot together, and like I stated, I got so many T-shirts made up, and I gave the first 50 out free to people that inboxed me. I just did an announcement on my Facebook that the first 52 inboxed me received a free Best Red Dust shirt.
Okay. Well, tell the listeners a little bit about how or where can we get the shirts to buy them to support you, and where are your photographs so we can actually check those out, because I hadn't seen them yet.
My photographs are on my main Facebook page.
Okay. Okay. So then the Facebook page. Okay.
Yes, my Daniel Best Red Dust Table Facebook page. As far as the merchandise, I have not set it up online yet.
Okay. Okay.
They will be available on my Reverb Nation and my official website. Again, it's just a matter of money.
Right.
Right now, because even to, the money's just not there like I would want it to be. But I have, there's a trendy shop here in the city I live in, and they will be carrying my T-shirt.
Okay, cool.
But sure, the eventual goal is to get them online.
Okay, okay.
Money's a factor, Cindy.
Well, let me ask you, are you working on any new current projects, any new songs? Are you collaborating with anyone on a new song? Or?
Well, again, I've been approached mainly by the hip-hop community for collaborations, which was surprising to me, considering the type of music I do. I mean, for me, I coined the term punk folk, but it's mainly these hip-hop artists that want to do these collaborations, and again, that's a money factor, because I have to go into the studio and record my part of it and send it to them.
Right.
So,
but that sounds like a good collaboration to get with some hip-hop artists. And, hey, you never know what kind of mixture y'all get going, and you might can get it out there.
Right. I mean, I'm loving that aspect that the hip-hop community are the ones that are so supportive of what I'm doing.
Right, exactly. Well, let me ask you this, my last question. For an individual that's trying to get themselves in the music industry, or just, you know, try to follow your footsteps, what words of wisdom or advice would you give them?
I mean, you definitely have to be dedicated to what you're doing and make the right connections in the industry. I honestly, for being a small town boy, I've gotten quite a few good connections in the industry. Aside from Mel, I mean, Mel is my number one, but you just have to continue to promote.
Right.
I mean, I belong to like 300 online groups, musician groups, so every time I record a new song, I'm dropping that song on all of those group pages. And, yeah, and you have to give it, you can't just put out your music. You have to, like, I guess several artists that will tag me in their music and say, what do you think? And you have to give back to them also.
Right, right.
It's not just, you know, me.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pull in other people's music and support them as much as you can. And I try and do that. I make it a habit that if someone's going to send me a song, that I take the time and I sit down and I listen to it and I'll give feedback on it for them and plug it on my own social media for them. So, yeah, and it's just being diligent and consistent with what you're doing and being honest with yourself about what you are writing and, you know, make it lasting music, not just something that's going to be disposable in a year from now.
Right.
Something that 10 years from now people are going to say, oh, yeah, that's a great song.
Right.
So,
true.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. And the business aspect of it is just, which I learned a lot from Mel on that it's not just sitting down with the instrument or whatever that may be,
mm-hmm.
and playing your music and thinking, well, this is going to make me a star. No, there's a lot to it. And like I said, money's a factor. Like, if you don't have the money, it puts you behind at times. And it's frustrating, but got to let go of that frustration and like I said, be diligent and keep pursuing it, because one day it's going to be there.
Okay.
For you to believe.
That's right. And I know recently left California. Me and him posted a few videos on the website. We are looking for artists that who are needing to, you know, to get themselves educated. We're trying to promote education, as long as, you know, of course, we know a lot of the artists, the hip-hop artists, they love their music. But as well, we want them to know that they have a plan B, and it's never too late to go back and get your high school diploma. So you have any artists that reach out to you, send them to me or send them through Mo Rock, because that's what we're all about, trying to educate the up-and-coming, inspiring artists to get their high school diploma. So don't forget us on that one, too.
Oh, no.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to call the show today. And I am going to be definitely playing some of your jams. I know I've listened to Still Dirty, I think I'm going to play that one first.
Okay. Yeah, that's a phase for me. I definitely enjoyed the way I approached the guitar with that one. And lyrically, it's, you know, all the songs are meaningful to me. They all are special in some way.
Yeah.
Still Dirty was one of those ones that, you know, it was a dark time in my life when I, that song was written about, and yeah, I love Still Dirty.
Well, thank you again for taking the time to call the show today.
Well, absolutely. Thank you, Cindy, for having me.
All righty. Again, guys, that was Daniel Cable, a.k.a. Deathbed Sauce. Definitely going to promote his music, going to play some of his jams. Again, go check him out on YouTube. Check him out on Facebook. Hit him on Twitter. He has a lot of songs, a lot of YouTube videos. Very inspirational. I love this guy, so y'all support him.
All right, y'all, that wraps up today's show. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, y'all, I love this guy. Y'all definitely got to check out his music. I will be dropping some of his jams on my shows, on my NowHipHop.com segments, my radio.invasion. Again, he has Tales of Lust, Putter. He has When You Were Mine, Scramble, Chokes. Y'all definitely go to YouTube. Again, his name is Deathbed Sauce. Y'all, I love this guy. Very inspirational. And now, on another note, again, I want to remind everybody, I know I said it in the beginning, I'm saying it again, the Houston Power Women football team is having a tryout again. This is the second tryout. It's going to be October the 11th at Memorial Park, 9:30, October the 18th, 9:30 at Memorial Park. Y'all think y'all got it? You think you got what it takes to be on the women football team? Y'all come out there, let me pop y'all a little bit, hit y'all so y'all can see how it feels to play women professional tackle football. So definitely come out there. Going to be doing some autographs, taking some pictures, so definitely check that out. All right, y'all. I'll be back next week on the show. Going to have James Soyle, a.k.a. he is Lil Scrappy's manager or ex-manager. So definitely check out that. He's an author. He's written a book. He's talking about how to promote songs and music. So y'all definitely got to hang out with me next Tuesday, same time, 6:30. Follow me on Twitter, Open Talk 2, Facebook at Open Talk 2. Again, I got some big surprises, and if you want to find out what they are, you definitely gonna have to stay tuned with me. Can't tell y'all right now, but alrighty, I'm out of here, leaving y'all with one of Deathbed Sauce's songs. I don't know which one I want to give y'all. I'm going to give y'all Tales of Love, so stay tuned. Y'all have a good one.
Just beneath my head.